I'm still at CS Live down at Olympia. Are we Olympia? Yes, we are. Aren't we? Yes, we are. I've forgotten where I am. I'm so tired. Anyway, I'm here with Maxine McKenzie of DirectGov, and you work in communications.
That's right. I'm head of communications for DirectGov.
And what does that mean? Who are you communicating with? Where's the communications going?
Well, we communicate with both the citizen and with government stakeholders too. And that's why we're here today, talking to our partners and stakeholders in government about what DirectGov can offer.
Tell us more about what DirectGov does.
DirectGov is the nation's official website, and we provide essential government information. So that's everything you need to know and everything you need to do about essential government information.
That's an enormous remit. So for a comms department, trying to make that volume of communication manageable, that's a Herculean task. How many levels to the strategy are there? I guess because you have, there's a kind of broadcast element to it. There are big headlines that need to be got out, but then there's also managing communication channels with individuals who want to feedback on good and bad elements within what DirectGov are communicating out via the web.
Essentially, our challenge at the moment is to make more people aware that DirectGov exists, and our overarching comms objectives are to make DirectGov famous and to make DirectGov popular. And that's, you know, famous in terms of people's awareness of the brand and their understanding of what the brand's about, and popular in terms of not just number of visits to the site, but also levels of trust and levels of advocacy and people actually liking and wanting to engage with the brand.
We were talking just before about strategy and strategy implementation. Where does social media feature in your strategy?
Well, that's a really interesting question and one that I think we're still grappling with. But one of my own observations that I've kind of come to recently is that social media isn't just the remit of the comms team. It's actually the responsibility of everyone within DirectGov in one capacity or another. But certainly we've set up a working group, which is a combination of communications and engagement, strategy and proposition and publishing, because we think the best way forward is for all parties to come with their own agendas and their own ambitions for social media, and that we kind of integrate that and make it work in the best way possible.
That sounds fantastic. That's actually, it seems remarkably forward thinking for a civil service agency.
We'd like to think so, but we've had some very good advice and support from COI on this. So, we're including other government partners that we know are doing really good things around social media initiatives, and trying to work with them to kind of deliver something that's much more integrated from a government perspective.
Have you found any issues with the experimental nature of social media practice and the need to get clearance from above for anything that you do? Is that because a lot of the civil servants I've spoken to today are very excited about the potential for social media, but very scared for its implications in terms of where the responsibility lies for what comes out?
Yes, I think that is something we need to be watchful and mindful of. And, as part of my responsibility is also PR and reputation management, I wear two hats. I want us to be ambitious and I want us to be innovative, but I also want to be mindful of the implications for the brand. And I think the important thing is to not dive in head first, but to kind of dip a toe in the water, and kind of test what works and what doesn't in a controlled way, controlled experiments, I think.
Great. Maxine, thanks so much.